take a look at your feet, not to see if your shoe's untied on that April Fool joke that has not worked for me yet, but how healthy are your feet? This would be a cool month, as April is National Foot Health Awareness Month, so we want to give you a little tease. The Michigan Podiatric Medical Association, podiatric is the better pronunciation, Medical Association reminds you to, well, take care of those feet, and one in the mood to do that, Dr. Jody Sengstad. Hello to you, Dr. Sengstad.
Hello, thank you for having me today.
I appreciate you. You're doing good things in the feet world, and I guess two such body parts that are very important to us, so you are on a mission to share tips to keep our feet healthy. How important is this, Jody?
Well, as podiatrists, we feel that they're very important. Our feet are actually our foundation for our body, but it's also a body part that we tend to neglect unless something goes wrong. So April is the time when we want to get some education out there about, you know, maybe you need to start paying attention to your feet, just like your heart or other parts of your body, before things go wrong.
I'm a runner. I have ugly feet. Is that typical?
Well, everybody thinks their feet are ugly, but I disagree. I think feet are very lovely.
Good answer. Well, let's talk about some practical pieces of tips. First of all, there are some normal changes to the foot as we age. Can you educate?
Sure. As we get older, the foot becomes wider and longer. Again, gravity pulls on our feet just like it does other parts of the body. And as well as getting longer and wider, the arch tends to collapse somewhat. Another thing that happens is the fat pad on the bottom of the heel and on the ball of the foot tends to thin out. So it's almost like walking on the bones. So it can be more painful to walk barefoot. Also, as we get older, we tend to lose our balance and we tend to grip with our toes more to gain our balance. So we can start to get some curling of the toes or start to get hammer toes that maybe we never had before in life. And of course, you can get arthritis in any of the joints of the feet just like you can any other joints of the body. So those are all some normal changes.
I'm going to go right into to the kill. How good or bad are heels for the feet?
Well, actually, heels aren't just bad for the feet. They're also bad for the back because it throws your center of gravity off, so it can be quite painful for your back. Of course, we all want to wear them to special events. And that is a doable thing as long as you're wearing a good, comfortable heel, one that's not too high. One that may have enough padding in the ball of the foot so that you're not putting strain on those bones. But we definitely want to limit them. Not something that you want to wear to the mall or to a park or something like that. Something that you want to wear for small amounts of time.
Great. Let's talk about some easy ways to keep our feet healthy. I'll begin the conversation where you actually literally ask us to inspect our feet daily.
Yes. Actually, when you're in the shower, it's a good time. Just take a look at your feet, look at your nails to see if they are discolored or if they're thickened. Take a look and see if there's any open wounds, if there's anything in between the toes, like possibly athlete's foot. How would you know? There'd be cracks. There might be a little red bumps in there. Look and see if there's any, if you're starting to get curling of the toes or hammer toes, or if there's bumps on the sides of the foot, like maybe bunions. Those are all things that you can be looking at daily, or new areas of discoloration. You can also get cancers on the foot, and that's one of the places that we forget when we put on sunscreen. So you can actually see melanomas in the foot. So especially in the summertime, but also in the winter, unless you're in Michigan like we are, where we don't wear shoes on in the winter, you can get melanomas and other cancers in the foot.
Give me a trim your toenails 101.
You know, everybody says, should you not go in the corners? That is true. You should not dig down into the corners. You really want to go with the shape of the nail. But sometimes the nail gets thicker or it can change shape somewhat. So I always say go with the shape of the nail, not necessarily straight across. Because if you have a nail that curves and you cut it straight across, you're going to have a piece that you left in the corner. And, of course, if you're not sure exactly what you're supposed to be doing with your nails or if you feel like you're doing something wrong, visit your local podiatrist, and they'll be happy to tell you how to do those things properly to prevent an ingrown toenail.
My notes tell me that one of the tips is to change our shoes often. Expand here.
We are taught that fungus or bacteria can live in a shoe for up to 48 hours. So if you wear the same shoe every day, it doesn't really allow your shoe enough time to dry out to let anything that might be growing in there die. So we recommend that you rotate your shoes at least every other day, and that allows it time to really dry out and kill anything that might be growing in there.
Talking about keeping track and keeping your feet healthy, as this is a special month, the Michigan Podiatric Medical Association reminds us, the public, that this is the perfect time to determine what shapes our feet are in on behalf of this National Foot Health Awareness Month. I need one more tip from you, if we can, Jenny.
Don't wait until your feet are hurting. If you're not sure what you're supposed to be looking at, then I would recommend once a year you go in for your annual physical for the rest of your body. Why not go in for a physical for your feet? Once a year, go in and see a podiatrist and let them take a look and let them tell you what they see and get a good bill of health.
Great. And you representing the Michigan Podiatric Medical Association, and you also practice podiatry at in West Bloomfield, the Feet First Podiatry?
I do.
Cool. What's on the list today? A couple of assessments and more?
Actually, I'm at a podiatry conference in Chicago today, so I'm being educated about foot and ankle today.
It never stops, does it?
It doesn't.
I'm so glad that we got to talk to you. Dr. Jody Sengstock, how do we find out more about you or about the association or about feet?
You can go to the MPMA website, which is mpma.org, and we have some information there for you.
Great. Take care. Thank you for continuing your learning and chatting with us.
Thank you very much.
Bye.